Shalom, everybody. A very interesting topic today. One of the big questions in Jewish thought, and that is the relationship between the heart and the mind, between the intellectual and rational, as opposed to the emotional. And this machloket goes way back, way before Hasidim, who are more emotional, and Misnagdim, who are more intellectual. There are those who associate this with the Rambam, who is more rational, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi and the Kuzari, which is more emotional. And two of the biggest mitzvot that we have, Torah and Tefillah, which make up a large percentage of our connection with God in a day-to-day life, is also Torah is learning, that's the more intellectual, and tefillah is more emotional. Prayer, that's the heart. And there are those who connect this also with the idea of the tefillin. That in tefillin, I know I once heard when I was in high school that Chabad, Lubavitch, they don't wear ties. Did you ever notice that? And we spent a Shabbat with Lubavitch, and they explained that they're against wearing ties because they don't want to have anything cut off or tie off between the heart and the mind. I used this in high school when I didn't want to wear a tie. At my yeshiva high school, we had to wear jackets and ties for davening. So I told my Rebbe that I'm a Lubavitcher and I don't want to wear a tie. But bekitzur, the tefillin is shel yad. Right near opposite the heart, the pasuk says, "Ke simeni kechotam alibcha," a sign by your heart, and letotafot beinenecha, the shel tefillin shel rosh on our head. Again, it's the same symbolism of the heart and emotion, as opposed to the intellect and the mind. And Baruch Hashem, we have learnt together enough of Rav Kook to know that in this question, like all questions, when there is a thesis and then an antithesis, Rav Kook always goes for the synthesis. And the big question today is, what is the synthesis in Judaism between the heart and the mind? Everybody knows the centrality of learning Torah, which seems to be a mind put the weight on the issue of the mind, but we're going to see today several sources how Rav Kook balances the two. I'll just add one last note, parenthetically, a good friend of mine, Professor Yehuda Mirsky, who recently put out a new book called Towards the Mystical Experience of Modernity, The Making of Rav Kook, and he traces Rav Kook's development, his philosophy, as it develops in his first 40 years. And he suggests, pretty convincingly, that this issue of how to weigh, how to balance the emotions and feelings together with the intellect, that is the big question. Also, we have to mention that, and we mentioned this in the past, that Rav Kook's father worked for the Volozhin Yeshiva, which was the center of the Misnagdim, of the cerebral Judaism. And his mother was a Lubavitcher, which is Chassidut, although even in Chassidut, it is the Chassidut which stresses the most the intellectual. Chabad stands for Chochmah, Binah, and Da'at, right? The intellectual, the wisdom. So what we're going to learn about today in Rav Kook's commentary on Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Hey, I'll open the share screen and we'll look together. Okay, so the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, here we go. Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph reads as follows. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Harotze Lirot Be'ira Shel Miriam. Whoever wants to see the well of Miriam, Moshe is Rabbeinu's sister, and that according to Chazal, the well, the water that we had for 40 years in the desert was because of the zchut, the merit of Miriam. And as soon as Miriam passed away, the water stopped, and that's why Bnei Yisrael was thirsty for water. And so if you want to see this Be'er of Miriam, you want to see the well of Miriam, Ya'ale l'Rosh HaKarmel, you should go up to Mount Carmel, right outside Haifa, V'yitzpeh, and search, V'yir'eh, and you will see, Kamin Kvara Bayam. You'll see like a strainer in the ocean, in the Mediterranean Sea. V'zohi Be'era shel Miriam, this strainer is the Be'er of Miriam. Now, there's obviously a lot of symbolism here. I've been up on Mount Carmel, and I looked for the Be'er Miriam, and I didn't see it. So obviously we're talking here symbolically. And also we have to ask, what is the symbolism here of Mount Carmel? Why Davka is that part of the story? And why does it say, it doesn't say look, it says search in the Mediterranean Sea. Search and you will see. So apparently the searching is part of it. And another question, what is this idea of, it looks like a kvara. Kvara literally is a strainer. You know, those strainers that you put the spaghetti in and the water comes out. And why is the well of Miriam likened to a strainer? And not only that, what does a strainer do in the Mediterranean Sea? Hare, if you put a strainer in the sea, it's always going to be filled with water. And even though water is always coming out of the strainer, it's always getting refilled. So Rav Kook is going to give a beautiful explanation of the symbolism of this Gemara, of this Agarita. Okay, so source number one. Rav Kook starts out telling us, laying down a fact. Dor HaMidbar, Hu ador shekalal bekirvo et koach haruchani shel Yisrael lechol pratav ad sof kol adorot. The stories, the issues, that the occurrences that we read about in the Torah, say for Bamidbar, of the 40 years when Israel was in the desert, these are not just historical stories, but just like the number 600,000. That was the number of Jews that left Egypt, the number of men, army-aged men, that as Kabbalistic ramifications, the Kabbalists say there are 600,000 neshamot, 600,000 Jewish souls. There's also halachic ramifications. If you see 600,000 Jews in one place, there's a special bracha that you make, that you have to see all of them together. I remember at Rav Ovadia Yosef's funeral, they said that there were 800,000 people there, but everybody was on all the side roads, so unless you were in a helicopter, you probably couldn't see 600,000 in one shot. But Bekitzur, the idea of the Be'er of Miriam, that the well of Miriam, that was not just occurrence in the Midbar, because that stopped. And when the Gemara says, you can see it until this day, apparently the message that Rav Kook is going to speak about is what does this have to say for us today? Chesed ne'urayich avat klulotayich lechtech acharay bamidbar. Rav Kook quotes the famous pasuk from Jeremiah, which reminds us of that God, that we did chesed to God, and God did chesed to us, and we followed God out into the desert, even without knowing where we're going to get food or water. And Hashem provided us with this Be'er, with this well of Miriam. And again, here it just shows that we reminisce and we remember the kindness in the desert of the man that we ate, and the Amud HaEsh, the pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud that protected us, and also the well of Miriam, that it has a symbolism to teach us also until this day. And that's why, as if it were, we're looking for her inside the Mediterranean Sea. Paragraph bet. Yesod ha-chayim ha-elyonim ha-novim me'omka shel Torah. The basis of the spiritual life comes from the depths of Torah. Now, when Rav Kook talks about life in the context of water, the first thing that we think about is that tahara, water, the job, role of water in halacha is to purify, tahara, which is the exact opposite of tumah. tuma is a lack of life, right? A dead body. A body was alive and now it isn't. That's a lack of life. The same thing when a person wakes up in the morning. Chazal say that sleep is 1/60th of death. That is a taste of a lack of life. A woman who is nida, who does not conceive life in a particular month, that is a lack of life. So water symbolizes life, to be born again. So when we talk about the high level of life, it comes from the depths of Torah. Again, high level of life, tahara, comes from the depths of Torah out in the Mediterranean Sea, that strainer, that well of Miriam, which is like a strainer deep down in the Mediterranean Sea. Halo, hinam tzfunim bayam hagadol. The depths of Torah are hidden in the great sea, yama deoraita. Rav Kook says the great sea is not just a nickname of the Mediterranean Sea, which Chazal say is called the Yam HaGadol because it's connected to the land of Israel, and as a complement to anything connected with the land of Israel, it's called the Great Sea. But Chazal also, our rabbis, refer to the Sea of Torah. Hayotze migaona sechel helyon mekora chokhma v'amada baruchu. The essence of life, of our spirituality, is connected to the depths of Torah. Water also symbolizes Torah. The pasuk hoy kol tzameh lechu l'mayim. Whoever is thirsty should go to drink water. And the commentaries explain that as referring to Torah. Omnam lishov mimenu lahashbir tzimaon kolev liot chashu margish kol echad kishuro ha'atzum b'kdushatan shel Yisrael ayedei kdushat Hashem yitbarach v'torah kdusha. But points out Rav Kook, for those who joined us, our topic now, Rav Kook is going to show what is the proper balance between the emotion or feeling and the intellect, especially in Judaism. So Rav Kook is pointing out that sometimes some people are not so learned. If somebody didn't spend years in yeshiva, or didn't have the capability, or the technical possibility to learn Torah, so how's he supposed to connect to God? Zeu talui bekoach haregesh hatov shebelev haregesh hatohor. That is why we also have the deep emotion, that some people are more emotional, some people are more intellectual. And as we learn together, when Rav Kook talks about Chacham and Navi, the Chacham, the wise people, the rabbis, they put the stress on the intellect. And the Navi, the prophet, he is more emotional. And just like when you go to a vocational counselor and he asks, are you more in the direction of the sciences or the direction of the humanities? Because these are two types of personalities. So one is more in the direction of tefillah, davening, prayer, which is more emotional. The other is more in the direction of Torah, which is more intellectual. She'im omnam mekomo belev ha-mugbal asher la'adam ha-mishtaneh b'shinuyim ha-matzavim. Right? Emotion, unfortunately, has ups and downs. But when you're turned on, you get a much deeper and a much higher connection. And that's the advantages and the disadvantages of the emotion. Aval haregesh ha'elyon ha'tohor v'mekudash. But when we're talking about the holy, high, lofty emotion, shal piv nivna kishuran shel Yisrael litzuram v'goalam v'litorah kedosha, that our emotion connects the Jewish people to the God of Israel, to the Torah of Israel. Again, we're beginning to see the bridge between the emotion and the intellect. Ze haregesh hu gadol ve'atzum ad ein sof ve'ein tachlit. As Rav Kook is going to explain in the next paragraph, usually when we think of emotion, we think of hista'arut, a storm of emotion, which again is easy come, easy go. And on the other hand, when we talk about Jewish emotion, we're going to see it's much deeper. Paragraph Gimel. Mikor haregesh hatohor, uzchut horashato lanu midor hamidbar, the source of the pure emotion, and the zchut, the merit that passed down this emotion in Israel from generation to generation, from the generation of the desert, shemehem yarashnu gam ken Torat Elohim chayim morasha kilat Yaakov, together with the Torah, we also got the feeling, the regesh. His chutasha Miriam. This is because where did we get the water, the spirituality from in the desert? That is because of Miriam. Miriam was a woman. Ha'isha alulahi liyitaron haregesh. Women have an advantage when it comes to the emotion. Ulefi godel ma'alata ha'elohit hayta hi re'uya liyaseid b'Yisrael et yesod haregesh ha'Yisraeli. That's the classic explanation why one's Judaism is decided by your mother. Because one's feeling for Torah, your feeling for God, your feeling for tradition, that it comes more from the mother. And this is where Miriam comes in. She'omnam eino keshar kol haregashot shemikoram u'istarut alev mimachaze shel hove she'en lo shel kayama. Although, when we say emotion, our first connotation is, at least mine, when I was a kid growing up, on Yom Rishon, on Sundays when I turned on the football games, they used to have Billy Graham, the evangelist preachers, preaching. And, you know, I wasn't listening, but it was pretty scary, always talking about heaven and hell and God wants your heart. And I looked up just for the shiur today. I just remembered I haven't thought of Billy Graham for decades. And it mentioned in the articles about him that he was very emotional. He spoke about the heart. I think even the name of his movement is something about the heart. And the issue of a spiritual, emotional Billy Graham-like experience, that's easy come and easy go, because it's not intellectual. The intellect is more constant, right? What was true 1,000 years ago is true today, will be true in 1,000 years. On the other hand, when your preacher, your Billy Graham, dies, there's a good chance that that will go, your emotion. Or, even if he's still alive, your emotion might have to wait from Sunday at 12 till Sunday at 12. And that is a problem. Ki'im, so what Rav Kook is saying, is that in Judaism, our emotion, ki'im mikoro mamado hu hayam hagadol, yam ha-Torah. The emotion of Miriam is deeply embedded together with the Mediterranean Sea, the Yam HaGadol, which is also symbolizes the Sea of Torah. Makora Chochma VaHe'emet She'en Lo Ketz V'Tachlit. You already can see where Rav Kook is going. Because what happens when a strainer, that's what it says, the kvara, the be'er of Miriam, that whale is made like a strainer inside the Mediterranean Sea. What happens when a whale is in the sea? It doesn't strain. It keeps getting filled up with water, and even if water comes out, it keeps getting refilled. In other words, we are not talking in Judaism about a fire and brimstone feeling. We are talking about an emotional feeling that is connected. You cannot separate between the strainer and the sea, between the well of Miriam and the sea of Torah. And maybe let's look for a second in Source 2. I brought for you a piska from Ein Ayah, Rav Kook's commentary on Masechet Brachot on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. This is paragraph 127 there, where Rav Kook explains on the pasuk, Pia patcha bechochma v'torat chesed alishona. We all know this from Eshet Chayil, from the end of Mishlei, the book of Proverbs. And Rav Kook says, Keneged mi amar Shlomo mikraze? Who was Shlomo HaMelech referring to when he talks about that her mouth opens with wisdom and the Torah of kindness is on her tongue? So I'm sorry, the Gemara says, Lo amro ela keneged David Aviv, shedar b'chamisha olamot ve'amar shira. David HaMelech, King David, we won't get into the five different aspects of King David, and the fact that David is not a woman, but here it's very clear that our topic is Miriam. It is the emotional, that aspect which is stronger in the women. And Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, is relating this to David as well. Why? Shnei dvarim yeshnam adrushim shnehem lishlemut ha'adam. Two aspects are needed in order to be a complete person. Ha-seichel ha-regesh. The intellect and the emotion. Remember, David HaMelech was a great Torah scholar, but he also is a singer. He is also a musician. He is a psalmist. He is a poet. He writes Tehillim. He is also excels in tefillah, in prayer, and also excels in Torah. Mekor ha-seichel hi ha-yediya moftit va-chochma limudit va-nisyonit she-davar ein la im rigshei ha-lev. Rav Kook here is making a clear differentiation between the intellect and the mind and the heart, between the intellect and the emotional. Ve-ha-regesh motzo mi-koach ha-midameh va-yitgabrut ha-koach ha-piyuti she-benefesh ha-adam. Right, the poetic soul of a person, that is more emotional. Bar gisha tanizgav, when a person feels, again, that feeling, that emotion of spirituality that we find in David, in King David, in his Psalms. Ad shetachlit malata yahava shem Hashem yitbarach, until David HaMelech is in love with God. Tzama nafshi le'elokim lekel chai. That's good to talk about tonight, in honor of Tzama and the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Yudtet Kislev. V'ine al pi rov ele shnei akochot haniflaim hem meikim ze al ze. Very important expression. Rav Kook says, in general, these two powers infringe on each other. When you are intellectual, you are less emotional. When you're emotional, you're less intellectual. Ki biyot ha-seichel tarud b'kibbutz yediotav hakarot, as the seichel, as the intellect, is gathering ideas, cold ideas, lavi cheshbon et kol ha-na'asa, to analyze everything, ein ha-regesh er litgagea, right? The heart, the feeling, the emotion, is not free because the mind is busy analyzing. On the other hand, when one's heart is very emotional for feelings of holiness, when you're in love with God or with anyone, and somebody comes and asks, why are you in love? That's not what you want to hear when you're having that emotional high. Why? Let's analyze it. It doesn't. These two points do not work together. So if so, what is the relationship? That's our topic. So Rav Kook goes on to say, the answer is in this pasuk. Pi ha-patcha bechochma, you begin, you open your mouth, you begin with chochma, with wisdom, and then Torat Chesed al-leshona, your tongue, which is a second stage, that is the more emotional aspect. So here Rav Kook is talking about how the two are necessary, but chronologically, first the intellect, and then the emotional. Regesh, we'll just skip down to the end. Regesh kazeh eino ba mimakor regesh TV. When we talk about first starting out with the intellect, and the intellect will bring me to a feeling, an emotional feeling of God, this is not, again, the Billy Graham type of emotion, of easy come, easy go. Histarut, it's not a stormy emotion, but it comes from mimakor regesh TV, pashut. It is not a natural, simple, shallow emotion, but a good Jew's emotion is based on first Pia Patra Bechokhma. And so here Rav Kook is giving us a hint of the relationship between the two, that it starts with the intellect. By the way, just to complete the picture, we all know that David HaMelech, if you look in his Tehillim, he has some psalms that begin Mizmor LeDavid, and other psalms that begin LeDavid Mizmor. And Chazal asks, what's the difference? Why sometimes does it say, this is a song for David, and sometimes it says, this is David's song, putting David first? And Chazal explained that sometimes David was in the mood. And first came the song, and then it came out of David. On the other hand, sometimes David initiated it. He took down his harp, and he started singing. That's an intellectual decision. And that was what brought the emotional feeling. So we see that it could go either way. These are not clear-cut issues. Okay, getting back to our night's paragraph. Paragraph Dalet. We're going to start speeding up. Bimei Eliyahu. Here Rav Kook is already getting into the symbolism. What is the symbolism? Why does it say go up to Mount Carmel? And from there you could search in the sea and see the strainer of Miriam's well inside the Mediterranean Sea. Explains Rav Kook, Bimei Eliyahu, kish yardu Yisrael tachtita madriga, in the time of Elijah the prophet, when Am Yisrael sunk down spiritually, and most of the Jews were serving Baal, they were serving idols. Ma pa'al aleim lashuva yedei ri'atam et mofeta aniya, be'esh Lashuv likabel aleim ol malchut shamayim, la'anot Hashem u'elokim. You remember, I just told the story to my grandchildren on Friday night. Anybody who needs a good story to tell their grandchildren, this is my children's and grandchildren's favorite, where Eliyahu goes up on Har Carmel, and he challenges the idolaters to a competition. Children like competition. Let's prove who's the real God. You build an altar, I'll build an altar. He tells the 200 prophets of Baal, you'd put on itzim, logs, and I'll put on logs. You pray to your Baal, and I will pray to my God, and we'll see who will light up the altar from heaven. And you guessed it, the people of Baal did not succeed, and then Eliyahu Navi says, Hayom yivada ki Hashem el. Today everyone is going to know that you, God, are the real God, be Israel, and you are the real God in Israel. And a fire comes down from heaven and lights up the altar, and all of Israel bows down, Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim. God is the real, he's the real one. Right, what we say in Yom Kippur at the climax of Ne'ilah, this is where it's from, and say from Lachim. So Rav Kook explains, what does Har HaKarmel, that was where this competition and this emotional challenge, Eliyahu HaNavi did not prove to them analytically or rationally, logically, that there is a God. He had a very emotional experience. And so that is the symbolism of the Mount Carmel, from where you're supposed to go up, and from where you could see the well of Miriam. Acharei asher ko yardu plaim ve'esevu libam achoranit, lo italu adayim b'seche alayon, v'ora Torah asher azuze kama lo he'ir aleim b'foal. Right? Sometimes the Torah just is not working. Somebody doesn't connect to Torah. So, I mentioned once that I'll never forget my personal first personal religious experience, and that was at a Shlomo Carlbach concert. And for a 10-year-old, I was not into philosophy, and that was where I was at. And Rav Kook is saying sometimes that is where we are at. And that is the symbolism of Mount Carmel. Paragraph A. Omnam. Koach haregesh haYisraeli hatzafun balev, but the feeling of the Israeli soul, the Jewish soul, is different from the emotion, the here today, gone tomorrow emotion of most people. Hatzafun belev nitorer, when the feeling of the emotion for God inside our soul awakens. Even though externally that generation of Elijah does not seem very religious, here Rav Kook is explaining, why does it say that go up to Mount Carmel and search in the Mediterranean? See? And if you search, you can see Miriam's well. What is the idea of searching? It's deep down inside that Jewish soul that we've learned so often in Rav Kook. Every Jew has a Jewish soul. And deep down, we have that connection with God. We have a natural connection with Torah, even if we don't feel it. We have a natural connection with Emunah, also with emotion. Am Yisrael has a natural connection with both, also the emotion and also the feeling. And therefore, even when our emotion is awakened, it is not void of feeling, because it's a package deal. We are the people of the book, and we cannot be without intellect, and also we can't be without feeling. Right? There's a piska in Orot, Rav Kook writes, that one of the major character traits of the Jewish people is that we have a natural inborn balance. That even if a person or a certain period we go to this extreme, it's just a matter of time before we will even out. And that is one of the secrets between the emotion and the intellect in the Jewish people. Piska Vav.
Can I ask a question?
Your questions are usually very important, so I'll let you ask. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. When something happens on an emotional level, I find that very often it doesn't stick. If you think about the victories of the 67 war and the 48 war, where everyone was just on such a high, and the radio you kept hearing said, "Ness, Ness, it's a miracle, it's a miracle." These things were lost very quickly because there was no intellect to it. It was just the emotion, which after a while you stop feeling that same strong emotion. So it makes me wonder about what Eliyahu HaNavi did on Har HaKarmel. Was that something that stuck? I mean, did people actually stop believing in Baal and continue believing in a Kadosh Baruch Hu even after time had passed?
So that's a very good question. The truth is, in the next chapter, we find Ahav and the people of Israel returning to idolatry. So it didn't really last. And that is, in general, a problem with emotion if it is not connected with the intellect. Now, what Rav Kook is saying is that inevitably it is going to be connected to the intellect. And by the way, the Baal Tshuva movement did begin after the Six-Day War. Yes, it was mainly an emotional thing, but that is where the intellect also took off. And what Rav Kook is saying is that inevitably in Am Yisrael, we would not follow a Billy Graham figure. You know, somebody who's just a preacher and a good speaker, and that wouldn't work for the Jewish people. We are very cynical, as we see from our 40 years in the desert, and from Jewish history, and from Jews to this day. Jews are, the Kuzari brings that one of the best proofs of God's existence is that even we Jews, who are a stiff-necked people, and very stubborn, and very cynical, and we're always looking for this kunz or that kunz, or trying to figure, how did you do that trick? And if we were pretty convinced, so we must have been convinced. So what Rav Kook would say, also regarding the Six-Day War, is that in Am Yisrael, it is never going to be just emotional. And the more it is connected with a balance of the two, the stronger it's going to be. But inevitably, there is going to be both aspects. Okay, paragraph Vav. Alken. Im yitroken misibat machaze echad miya echad, miyad yashuv litmale mikoach hayom asovevo. If there is that temporary emotional high, and then it empties out, don't worry. It's just a matter of time before it's refilled, because the strainer, the Be'er of Miriam, is inside the Mediterranean Sea. That's how Rav Kook is explaining beautifully the symbolism. Mikoch rayonot shel emet, because once we connect it with the ideas of truth, again, the intellectual here, that is the solution. Just skip down because we're running out of time. Harotzel lirot be'ira shel Miriam. So if somebody wants to see the well of Miriam, betsurata, be'uza v'nitzchiyuta, forever, even to this day, in the Mediterranean Sea, or in the Sea of Torah, lamrot heyotam midame le'ezeregesh over, even though, as is common among, again, that's the symbolism of Miriam as a woman, that it is connected with some kind of feeling that could be just passing. Hanidach mitnei she'on regashot achirim. Because if something is just a feeling that you feel, well, tomorrow you'll feel a different feeling. And this can be confusing. Feelings, shechalifot, they change all the time. Hinam memalim levav enosh. By regular people are distracted right away. As soon as they get their feeling, as soon as they get their Billy Graham, right after the commercials, they're watching football. Ha'asui kamo kavaran, but by us, the be'er, the well of Miriam is like a strainer, nivuva, which is hollow. Shemiyad kishimit maleti merikat meimea. Avo birosha karmel, but when we connect it with the Hara Karmel, with the feeling of Hashem Elokim, which is a pasuk that we say until this day, what Rav Kook is explaining is that that is the idea of the importance of Eliyahu, connecting with the well of Miriam, connected with the Mediterranean Sea as a strainer because it's constantly being refilled. Okay, let's skip down. Okay, so again, the main point here is that we need both, and also the intellect and also the emotion, where in general the intellect is first, but you were really, both are very necessary. Maybe just a couple of other side points, where Rav Kook in other places mentions this. In source 4, which I brought from Enaya, in Brachot Kavchet Amud Bet, Rav Kook talks about how the emotion focuses on the goal and dreams of how it's going to be when things are great. The intellect can also deal with the means and the middle stages, which is most of life. That's another advantage of the intellect. Another difference between the intellect and the emotion, Rav Kook writes in Source 6, is that the emotion tends to be subjective, where I am the one who feels something. When I feel something, or I feel something for my nation, that is a more particular or subjective, as opposed to the intellectual, which also is more universal, which applies to all of mankind, because if something is true, it's true. And as usual, here also, thesis and antithesis. Judaism is also national, and also universal, until we synthesize the two. And we'll finish off with Rav Kook's Igaret. We mentioned this one's Baal Peh, and now we'll see it inside. In Volume 1, Igaret, Resh Samech Vav, Rav Kook writes, "Ubedorot ha'achronim, yafe lanu ma'od kol sichatam shel talmidei hagra, yachad im talmidei ha'Baal Shem Tov, shayu omdim b'matzav kol kach nigudi ze l'umat ze b'sha'atam." That in their time, the intellectual misnagdim and the emotional chassidim, the students of the Vilna Gaon and the students of the Baal Shem Tov, were mamash conflicting. But today has come that chassidim also learn Torah just like the misnagdim, and misnagdim sing and dance just like the chassidim, and basically the only difference is who is wearing white socks and who is wearing dark socks, and who tucks their socks into their pants, or what kind of payas they have, all external things. That Baruch Hashem, we have matured, and the world And Judaism is in a way that we are already harmonizing also the intellect and also the emotion. Again, some people inevitably be more a little in this direction or that direction, or on a given day or a given time period, you're more in this direction or more in that direction. But as every one of you guessed, Rav Kook is inevitably going to be on the side of both. There are advantages of the intellect over the emotion. There are advantages of the emotion over the intellect. And the interaction is very important. Adkan.